So we've talked about every aspect, I think, almost of Zimun, except for the most exciting part. It doesn't make it into the books often as the coolest part of the Zimun, is the first line. The first line, Rabosai Nevarech, Rabosai Mervelim Benchen. People like to say, I always like to say it in Yiddish because it's like basically the only Yiddish words that I know. Except for that, although I learned Mr. Eisen taught me the word Hatzachayin, which now is one of my favorite things to use on my kids. But what's up with the first line of Zimun? What do you say? No, Rabosai Nevarech, Rabosai Mervelim Benchen. Guys, let's bench. And what is the point of this statement? Pay attention, we're getting ready. Unclear what the point is, and do you have to say it, and does it have any halachic significance? So the Gemara in Pesachim has a story. The Talmidei de Rav have a Yosri Besudasa. The Talmidim of Rav are sitting to have a meal. Koy Elai Rav Yeva Sava. Rav Yeva Sava is being mishamish them. He's like running the meal. Maybe he's the balabas. Maybe he's, you know, Rashi says he's memash, memashamish aleu, he's serving them, he's in charge. Amar aleu, they say to him at the end of the meal, have one univarich, give us the kos, because they would make benching on a kos, and we'll bench. Wasov, so he went to go get the cup. Wasov, as he comes back, Amar aleu, they say to him, have one vinishti, now we changed our mind. We just want to drink the cup, we don't really want to bench yet. To which the Gemara says, or he, Rav Yeva, responds to them, Armalu Hachi Amarav, your Rebbe Rav, he said, Kevin Damrisu, have one univarech, once you say the words, give us the cup to bench, it's Ruchu Lamishti. You're not allowed to drink anymore, the meal is over, done. Okay. The Gemara then goes on to have this halacha that once you say, we're ready to bench, once you ask for the cup, once you wash your hands for my makronim, for example, or you ask for the cup, the meal is over. There is no more eating. There is no more drinking. You must end the meal at that point.
I heard if you wanted to eat more after the same revenge, you have to wash it.
Then. Okay, fine. That could be. But then you're losing out that bracha akrona, meaning you'd have to make a bracha akrona. Exactly. And in fact, Shulchan Aruch says this straight up. It says, Gamar Lesuda. So you finished your meal. Vinata yod of my macronim, when you wash my macronim, ain't a yachalech of loishtos. You're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to drink, ad shivarech birchas amazon. V'imamar, and if you say, have one univarech, give us the cup and to bench, have a hesich adas, it's as if you're saying, I'm done drinking, v'asr loishtos. You're not allowed to drink anymore, ela imkein yivarech alav techiwa. Unless you make a new bracha, and then there's a whole discussion in Shulchan Aruch. Are you still allowed to eat? Now eat? Is it just drinking? We'll leave that to aside for now. Says Mishnah Brura, nowadays many of us don't make a zimun on a cup, which we'll have to address at some point. Why not? But says the Mishnah Brura, even so, if you say, even if you're not going to make a kishem avarchin below kos, if you make a zimun without a cup, im omrim bo v'nevarich, come, let's bench. What does bone of Aruch sound like? Okay. Gam kein din achi. It sounds like if you say bov and avarich, the same halacha exists, tave hesich hadas. You've ended the meal. So now I ask you, why do you say rabosai nevarech? No. What would you tell me? To show the meal's over. So really, it doesn't really have too much halachic significance, it sounds like. It's just simply ending the meal.
Maybe the Rabbi Sinai Barach, maybe it's some level like a quasi proof that people do not have to sit and eat together in order to count as Zimun, because it's almost like someone saying, guys, come on, we're here to bench.
Okay, I hear you. That's an interesting point. I would have thought maybe from other Gemaras that you have to have some connection. I mean, I think there has to be some connection. You're saying maybe it means that it could be a, you know, they don't have to be sitting at this exact same table. That's an interesting proof. I didn't see anyone say that as a proof. I think it's more focused on assuming that they are sitting together. You're now galvanizing them to bench. But it sounds like Rabbi Sanderbrech is not so important. It's simply just ending the meal as a indicator. You're not allowed to eat anymore. Fine. But there's no halachic significance to it. That is Shulchan Aruch number one. So why exactly do we say Rabosai Nevarech anymore? What's the point? Why do you need to say it? Just go straight into the Zimun and you'll be fine. So you turn to Shulchan Aruch, Kof Tzadi Beis, and you look, how does he say to do a Zimun? And you know what's eerily missing from Shulchan Aruch? Anything about Rabbi Sayin of Erech. Hayu Mesub and Gimel. You have three people sitting together. Chayav and Beziman. They're Chayav and Ziman. So what do they say? Sh'omer Echon Mam. One of them gets up and says, Nivarech Shachalnu Mishalo. Shulchan Aruch starts with Nivarech Shachalnu Mishalo. And they answer back and they say, Baruch Shachan Mishrol Tvochinu. Then he goes back and says, Baruch Shachan Mishrol Tvochinu. And then he says, blah, 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 blah. So that's it. So it sounds like, from Shulchan Aruch, there is no Rabbo Sayin of Erech at all, and there's no significance to it at all. You want to skip it? Who cares? Just skip it. Why does the Siddurim say it? No idea. No, you're with me so far? Absolutely no basis for Rabbo Sayin of Erech. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah and says something interesting in the name of the Magen Avraham. We have to get to the Zohar. Again, I'm only 39, but it's close enough. Yeah, I'm in my 40th year. B'Zohar, his Hiru Lomar, in the Zohar it says, it warns you to say, B'Piv, with your mouth, meaning you have to verbalize, Kodem Birchas HaMazon, before benching, Tein Lanu Hakos V'Nivarech. Give us the cup, we're benching. And we'll bench. Oh, or if you don't have a cup, Bowu v'nevarich. Come, let's bench. Why? Why would you want him to say the next sentence? Why? So that you should? Come. Well, I would have thought, based on everything we just said, you should end the meal. Right. If it ends the meal, though. He says, why? A whole new reason. Wafishakol davar shebektusha. Everything which is holy, sarich hazmana bepeh. Needs a preparation with your mouth. Over lasiyaso, before you do it. Why? Kidei lahamshik hakedusha. In order to elongate or extend or preempt the kedusha, umizeh nohagin lomar b'lashon Ashkenaz. That's what we say in Yiddish, and then he has parentheses. Rabosai mirvelin benchin. Behem onin yishem Hashem baruch me'atavet olam. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, based on the Magen Avraham, based on the Zohar, you have a whole new reason for Rabbo Sayin of Erech. It has nothing to do with ending your meal at all.
Is that why we say Shirah Malos?
To extend the Kedusha? That's interesting. I didn't think about that.
And Kabbalah's for sure. Obviously,
could be. I hear that. Definitely Rabbo Sayin of Erech or Rabbo Sayin of Erech Benchin. It was simply an extension on the front side, you know, saying this level of Kedusha to prepare you for benching. So it's really a preparation. It's an extension of benching or a preparation for the Zimun, because it's a Dover Shebe Kedusha, anything which is holy, it needs a preparation to it. Now, that explains, says the Aruch HaShulchan, it's a little bit wild. We're going to learn from Paro over here, some halachos, very relevant for 2-3 weeks before Pesach over here, is, so why do we say Hava Unevarech? The Gemara's language was, come over here, Nevarech. New Torah, Judaism 101, we could do Chidon HaTanach over here. Where in the Torah does it say the word Hava? Hava Nischachmala. What does that mean? Come, let us prepare and come up with a plan to eradicate the Jews. Sound familiar throughout our Jewish history, huh?
Yeah,
Shmos. So what does Hava mean? Preparation. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, I can give you other examples. He says like this. He says, well, Inyan Nirali, DNA, Inyan Gadol, it's a very important concept. Kishachoshvin lasos osim, you want to do something, you need to make hachana v'azmana mikodem, right? If you want to do something, you got to do it right. This is what I always say. You want to prepare, if you have a lot of kids or you have grandkids for your Seder, you can't just go into the Seder unprepared, because what's going to happen? You're going to lose your attention, they're going to be running all over the place. If you prepare ahead, it's going to be a good Seder. Anything you have in life, if you prepare, you have a meeting, a business meeting, if you go in willy-nilly, you're going to look like a fool. If you prepare for it, you'll be prepared. So that's the idea. Over Dar HaFlaga, so first we went out from Nimrod. Nimrod, what does Nimrod say in the Dar HaFlaga in Parshas Noach? No? We'll do Tanakh, Kidon Tanakh, number 2 over here. Huh? Okay, good. But now you have to say it in Hebrew over here. Otherwise, it's not going to prove his point. You got it. Hava Nivne Lanu Nir. Hava. It's this word Hava. Hava is a key word, which means let's come, let's prepare. Uparo, Kisharatzo, Abedis Yisrael, he wanted to do anti-Semitism, extermination of the Jews. He said, Hava Nischak Malo. The Hava Hu Lashon Hazmana. Hava is a language of preparation. Now, I know what you're thinking. Why are we learning around from Nimrod and from Paro? So therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan says, V'chein b'kedusha. This, no one's going to know this, because it's Telem. Yeah, who knows Telem? It says, Havu Lashem Kavod V'oz, right? We say that when we say Havu Lashem. That's Pesukim Zimmer, no? Havu Lashem. Right, we take out the Torah, right? Havu Lashem Kavod V'oz, exactly. It's one of the parak that when we put back the Torah, right? Moshe Rabbeinu, Kishenitztav Limnos Dayanim Meshoftim. What does he say in Devarim? No, or about Koris Perik Aleph Pasuk Yud Gimel and Devarim, Havu Lachem Anoshim, bring to us men. So again, it's all the preparation. Lachein Kol Mitzvah Tzricha Hazmana. Every mitzvah needs hazmana. If you think about it, most mitzvahs, you know what the hazmana is? You do lulav. What's the hazmana for lulav? Yeah, you're getting it, but you don't even have to go so far. But don't even go so far. The bracha itself is the preparation. So, but by benching, when the whole mitzvah is the bracha itself, so you need a hazmana, you need to do some preparation, because most mitzvahs, lulav, I don't know, matzah, or anything you do, you have a mitzvah, you do the preparation is the bracha. Or you could say v'hiratzins and before, and fine. That's great. But they don't really need that v'hiratzins, because you do bracha is the mitzvah. So what is the point? But by benching, the whole mitzvah benching is a verbal. So what is going to be the preparation? Says the Zohar, says the Magen Avraham, based brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Aruch HaShulchan, it's the phrase, Rabosai Nevarech, Rabosai Mervelin benching.
Then why is it only done by Zimun?
You don't say anything if you're saying
so. No. I hear you. So why by benching? I hear you. So unless you could say that maybe it's not a Dover Shibik Dusha. Remember, only by Dover Shibik Dusha was the concept of Kodesh stuff. So benching is holy, but if you're by yourself in your little room, it's not a Dover Shibik Dusha. I interpret it as like a public, Dover Shibik Dusha is usually a minion. So here you only have three people. But fine, but it's at least some group. It's a group. It's a public Dover Shebek Dusha, as opposed to maybe a private one. I'm guessing as an answer. Otherwise, I hear you. It's a good question.
You put on film by yourself. You're saying Shem Yichud.
Shem Yichud. I guess. Again, I'm not entirely with Shem Yichud. Don't get me wrong. But the bracha itself serves as the hazmana as well. I hear you. It's a good question, Shalom. I don't know why you don't say then Rabosai Mervel Mensch to yourself. What do you say? I didn't say it in Yiddish. Someone say, give the Yiddish phrase. Ich vivendelen. Help me. Someone help me. I'm going to bench. No, someone in Yiddish. Come on.
I'm ready to bench. For a bench.
Come on, no one here speaks Yiddish. That's pathetic. Come on. Ich will benchen. Okay, very good. Yeah? So I'm going to go bench. I'm going to bench. You make it up. Now you can make it up. I have no difference either. So good. So I don't know. It's a good question. But at least by a public Dover Shebek Dusha, it sounds like you better say this. So now let me ask you a question.
The other side of the coin, some people hold that they put their hat and jacket on before they bench.
I hear you. It's a preparation.
The same thing, then.
Perhaps. Although the Zohar wanted it verbal. You can't verbally put on your hat. You know, unless you say, here, I'm putting on my black hat now. But it sounds like there needs to be some verbal declaration over here. But now my question to you is, if you think about it, it's a little bit weird. So why do we say, Rabosai Nevarech? How should we amend our Siddurim? What is the key word I want to be saying right now? Hava or Havu, which is the plural of that. No? So why don't we start off Havu Nevarech? Find me a sitter that says, instead of Rabosai Nevarech, Havu Nevarech. Havlon, okay, Havu. Yeah. That's the same. That's just the same version. It's the same Shorash of Hav. I just want you to have the Shorash of Hav in it. Okay, so I have for you here the Rivo Sephraim from Memphis, who was Nifter 10 years ago, one of the Gedolim of our generation.
Who's that?
Rev Ephraim Greenblatt.
Greenblatt.
Zatzal. Yeah. I'm going to find you. I have it out on my phone here, okay? I'm going to read to you a four-liner of his. Yeah? In Memphis, and this is from Chiluk Ches, so this is one of his later versions, I guess. So, and we're talking about 70s, 80s, where this was written, maybe 90s, I don't even know. The internet works over here, I'll be able to read it to you. There we go. Okay, there we go. It's titled, Havlon Univarech. That's his title of his tshuva. And he says, in Orachaim, it says that, Mevor bebracha says Zimun amezam and Omer Havlon Univarech. If you look at like what we said before in the first halacha, that once the people say Havlon Univarech, that's the end of the meal. and we have the Gemara that says Havanu Nevarech, why don't we say the word Havanu Nevarech? V'airuli, they asked me, people asked me in Memphis maybe, Madua lo makpidim bizeh? Why are we not makpid? Why do we say Rabbeisai Nevarech, Mervelim Benchin? Why don't we start off Have one univarech? V'anisi, and I answered them, Dani makbid, yeah, I actually say it. V'chein Omer, and that's what you should do. End of tshuva, relevant part for us. So I guess some people do say havu univarech or have one univarech because that is actually a more precise language. If you want to, you know, hit this Zohar accurately, the language should be Havu. That's where it comes from. Hava Nischakma, Hava Nirda, Hava Amar. All these things are Hava. You should say Havu. The Sefer Kiryas Chana David, who was a Rav in Algeria, he was Nifter in 1948. I don't know very much else about him, unfortunately. He writes in his Tshuva Kiryas Chana David that he also doesn't understand why the minhag is to say Rabosai Nevarech. Where did that come from? If anything, you should say Havu Unevarech, like the Lashon HaGemara. I have in my notes, I did not track down the Shulchan HaTohar, who was also a Sephardi posting in the previous generation. He writes that you should say both. I did not track this down. I did not do fully my homework last night, but I believe that the Shulchan HaTohar cited as well in other Achronos say that you should say both, which would make sense, because Rabosai Nevarech is really to get in the meal, and Havuanu Nevarech is really the language of Gemara, and based on this concept of a preparation for, you know, for benching. So therefore, that would be appropriate. Comes along the Sh'ar Mitzion and Ba'alacha and says, no. The whole idea of Rabosai Nevarech has nothing to do with the Zohar. The reason why we say Rabosai Nevarech is like the Gemara said, you say it. It's to end the meal, and that's it. So therefore, you could say Rabosai Nevarech, you could say Rabosai Mervel and Benchin. It doesn't make a difference. This has nothing to do with the preparation for anything. And he disagrees with this idea, and at least brings down another basis for it. So I just want to clarify so far. At this point, I really am a little bit confused. How the minhag came out to say Rabosai Mervel and Benchin, especially in Yiddish, which I'll get to in a minute. I don't really know how the minhag developed to say Rabosai Nevarech versus Havu Lanu Nevarech. You clearly see from the Rivos Ephraim. Now, it was unclear from the Rivos Ephraim. I'm not sure if he says Rabosai Nevarech afterwards. He said he says Havu Lanu Nevarech, but I don't know, did he say Havu Lanu Nevarech and then Rabosai Nevarech? I don't know. It was unclear from his tshuva. But definitely there are some poskim who say Havu Lanu Nevarech, but I am not a great enough posek to go tell you shall change, you know, at all, for you to say, now change your nusach. Apparently there is room to rely upon that we say Rabosai Nevarech. And of course, Rabbeinu Art Scroll paskins that you say Rabosai Nevarech. So that is the end of the day. It's a very clear-cut halacha l'mais. I don't want anyone to come out from here and say Havalanu Nevarech unless you speak to a higher authority of mine. You could ask Rosenfeld, you could speak to another posek, and you could see if they tell you they want you to change the language. That is not my understanding what the minhag is done. Now, what you're all wondering is, so how do we go from Rabosai Nevarech to many people say Rabosai Mervel and Benchin? What is this Yiddish thing? Like, I get, like, okay, it's cool to speak in Yiddish, but, and I understand that Rabosai Nevarech is not such halachic significance, but how do we jump from Havalan and Nevarech to Rabosai Nevarech to Rabosai Mervel and Benchin? How do we get to the Yiddish world over here? So comes along the Prisha and says something pretty wild. He says, the Gemara says that by Avram Avinu it says, Va'avarecha mivarachecha, that I will bless those that bless you or those that you bless. You know, that the concept of bestowing brachas on other people is beneficial to the bestower, and maybe it's even to the bestowee, depending on how you read that pasuk. Therefore, says the Gemara, if someone asks you to give them a bracha or asks you to lead the benching, you shouldn't refuse because you have an opportunity, as a guest especially, to give the owner of the house a special bracha, and therefore don't refuse the opportunity to lead the zimun if you are asked. Okay. Therefore, he writes, says the Prisha, listen to this. The reason why we say that in Yiddish is to remind you that a good aspect of the benching is not so holy. Why? Because what did I just tell you, a reason why you're leading the Zeman is not to bless God. The Gemara doesn't say, lead benching, so you could have the opportunity to bench God. It says, lead the benching, so you have the opportunity to do what? To thank the host. That's what I'm benching for? You ask any first grader, why do you bench? I would really hope that no matter what yeshiva he goes to, yeshivish, modern, they hopefully answer you that it's to thank God for making the food. Not to thank the host for making a good cholent and a good challah, right? Yet, huh?
Didn't Avraham Avinu tell them?
I agree with you. That's the pasuk. I'm fine with that.
That was the first time I mentioned.
Correct. First time I mentioned. That was thanking the host or thanking Hashem. I thought that was thanking Hashem.
Yes.
And so yet, the Prisha says, we therefore say the first phrase in Yiddish to de-kiddush it, to de-emphasize God almost in benching. It's like, yes, the rest of benching, of course, is a shevach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but since there is the secondary aspect, if I'm understanding this correctly, there's the secondary aspect, or maybe even separate primary aspect, of thanking the host for giving me the food. Therefore, we say it in Yiddish to remind yourself, this ain't so holy. This is Yiddish. Yiddish, no matter what the Hasidim think, ain't a holy language. And if that's the case, so we say the first line in Yiddish. On the contrary, the Meir Oz says the exact opposite reason. He says in Yiddish because he says this whole line is not so important at all. And therefore, since it's not so important at all, we say the whole thing in Yiddish, Rabosai Nevarach, Rabosai Mervel and Benchen, to tell you this line is just a breakage between the eating and the benching. It's not a Kodesh, and therefore say it specifically in Yiddish to show you it's not part of the Zeman. So you really have like these two opposite, you know, reasons. Is it to highlight the focus of benching the host, or is it really telling you it's not important at all of why you do it in Yiddish? So I want, yeah.
Who recently they added to the benching the Yehiratzon for the Balabas. I mean, it's maybe 10, 15 years. But
what? No, the Yehiratzon in the Balabas? No, but the thing in the middle of benching?
Yeah, yeah.
No, in fact, Abu Raham brings that down, that's the most important. That's exactly
but
it.
Wasn't in a lot of benches.
But that was a mistake. It was a mistake. It was a mistake, yeah. But that's only because we're finally getting our halacha correct. Really, that's exactly his point. In some ways, that's the most important part of benching, is to thank the host, that Yehiratzon that you say. Now, you may, that language is semi-recent, but it's in the Gemara, I believe, such a similar language of thanking the host. Yeah, I don't know why the benches, but you're right, it's very extremely important to bench the host if you do it. And again, it's this idea that part of benching is to bench the host as well. Now, I just want to end.
When you start benching also, the correct, what a lot of people do is, should Baal HaBayit.
Oh, you let me on. Wait 1 second. I addressed, you brought this up last week. You don't even look at my notes or something. This is my final point over here. 1 second. Oh, it's Moiridik. I was going to try to connect it in. I was going to say I've got a connection to my final point, is that now that we've already, I guess, downgraded a certain line of the Zeman, we have to talk about another not such an important line of the Rabos, Bebershos, Maranon, Rabbanon, Rabosai. That's also not in Shulchan Aruch. And that brings me up to what Shalom attacked me last week, Shalom. So I'm good. I backed you up over here. So Shalom said to me last week, well, how come do you ever say Bershos, Maranon, Rabbanon, Rabosai? We say Bershos, Balabais, or Balasabais. Can you say Ba'asabais? And I think you told me that you once did that and you got yelled at by someone.
Yeah? You don't need Rishus from the woman.
You don't need the Rishus from the woman. So I always say, especially when I'm up by my in-law's house, it's a good move, is I always say Rishus Avimori Imimurasi. When I'm at my parents' house, I don't always say that, but that's a separate discussion. But you say, you know, you have to know your audience over there, and if it's important to someone that they be mentioned, so Rishus, you say Ba'asabais, Ba'asabais. Why not? What's the hurt? So people could say, well, it's not the woman, she doesn't own the food. Says Rav Zilberstein, Rav Zilberstein is nishta liberal. He's not a liberal. He's Rav Eliashiv's son-in-law, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky is Zatzal's brother-in-law. You don't get better yichus, not liberal than that. And he writes in Sefer Chashukei Chemed, that he writes like this. He says, can you mention your mother when you are benching? In other words, saying Bershus, Imi, right? Aviv Imi, or Bershus, Maram Rabbasai, or Bershus Imi, whatever, Imi Morasi, or not? He says you have three boys eating at their mother's table. That's his case. Should they mention their mother or not? And he says, why not? It's a kavod to the mother. This is not part of benching at all. This is not part of the zimun. It's not in Shulchan Aruch. That's what I just told you. Rabbos HaNevarach has some significance like we just discussed. But Bershus, Maranan V'Rabbanan V'Rabosai is pure kavod. Why not give the kavod to your mother as well? This is what he writes. And he says, if you have three boys. Now, what they don't discuss is once you're, it's not your mother. It's another woman, another lady. Then that already may get into a tznius issue. I don't know, and I'm definitely not taking that on my shoulders and definitely not on tape on that one. But that already is a little bit more controversial. You understand, no matter what you hold of it, it's definitely different to mention another woman in benching as opposed to your mother or your wife or your daughter or your sister. Then already it may enter into a different ballpark. We'll leave that for homework. I'm open to, you could send me nasty emails or pro emails, whichever one you want. You know how to reach me and give me a piece of your mind if you have strong feelings about that. And therefore, I would say we'll leave that off, not discussed. But clearly for the mother, and I think for sure for your wife, if you're leading a zimun for to mention your wife, 100%, I think that would be appropriate.
So
it's
like, can a woman choose who's going to bench?
That's a good question. It's a good question. If she is the hostess, I don't know about that. That's a good one. That's a good one. I hear you. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know the answer
to that. The
To them,
the choosing
correct. Them. It is. And if she's the hostess, then it is. But I don't know if there's no man. If it's a woman's yisom, if it's amana, yeah. I don't know. And so is she allowed to choose? That's a good question. That's a great question. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know. Shkoyach.